Medicaid is an important social safety net in the United States. It is not, however, an entitlement like Medicare and Social Security. You do not automatically get it. It's means tested. So you have to qualify for Medicaid. What Medicaid is it's a shared program between the federal government and the state government. The federal government provides the state government monies if they reach certain guidelines, and it provides medical assistance to people in financial need. So people, it takes the poverty threshold index and it determines if you qualify for Medicaid. Medicaid is extremely important to people who are impoverished and is widely available to children under the age of 18. It's underfunded. It is a problem because not all doctors take Medicaid patients, and sometimes it's difficult to find a doctor to take your Medicaid card. The Obamacare, the Health Care Act that is coming and will be fully implemented in 2014, that came out of the first 2 years of the Obama administration, provides more money from the federal government to the states to enlarge Medicaid and to raise the upper limit to provide more people government access to health care by looking at their financial status. It is a program that is in financial trouble because many state governments are refusing to take on the Obamacare or to fully implement it. And Medicaid restrictions change. It's not like with Medicare where you're 65, you get it. Or you're with Social Security, you're 65, you get it. You're 63 and a half, you get it. It's more run by the state governments. It is influenced by politics. It is influenced by Washington, D.C. and Lansing on the coverage of Medicaid payback to doctors. It's a troubled program. It's a necessary program, and it helps many, many, many people. Otherwise, where do people end up? They just end up in the emergency room. They got no health care. And so it tries to plug holes, but it is underfunded, and it struggles to be truly what it needs to be.